And this is Tate Servants coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. Let's get started for you right now. Lake Township leaders met in closed session on Thursday afternoon to discuss legal strategy involving an ongoing federal lawsuit. During a joint meeting of the Township Board and Planning Commission, officials voted to privately consult with legal counsel regarding litigation filed by Driftwood Lavender LLC. The case remains pending in the U.S. District Court for Michigan's Eastern District. Before entering the closed session, board members approved revisions to the meeting agenda, removing procedural items related to the executive session. The private meeting was authorized under provisions of Michigan's Open Meetings Act that allows for confidential discussions involving pending legal matters, at which point the public was asked to go outside and wait till the meeting was opened back to the public. This occurred on a day when there was a heat advisory with heat indexes over 100 degrees, but those that were present did comply as they felt it was important to be a part of the local government process and stay informed of the status of this case. Upon reconvening an open session, the members voted to adjourn the meeting and dismissed all attendees. No further information was provided. And in Huron County District Court, Justin Terrence Kennedy appeared before Judge Ferris for a plea cutoff hearing. Kennedy entered a guilty plea to operating while intoxicated, with the prosecution agreeing not to enhance the charge to OWI. During the hearing, Kennedy confirmed he is operating a vehicle in bad acts on East Huron Road near East Side Tire after consuming vodka. He acknowledged the blood test result of .299 and admitted to refusing a roadside breath test. Judge Ferris accepted the plea and scheduled sentencing for July 30th at 9:30 a.m., with existing bond conditions remaining in effect. And a Huron County District Court hearing for Brett Mitchell Stern resulted in a scheduling adjustment as the defense and prosecution worked towards a potential plea agreement. Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexander Pahani presented an offer to the court. The defendant waives his preliminary examination and pleads guilty to both counts by circuit court arraignment. The state will not amend the charges and will not object to the defendant entering a regional sobriety court program. The defense attorney requested additional time to discuss the terms with the prosecutor's office, noting he had not yet connected with them. Judge Ferris granted the request for further negotiation. The court scheduled a new probable cause conference for July 9th at 9 a.m. via Zoom. And the preliminary examination for the case remains on the calendar for July 10th. And we will be right back after this brief public service announcement.
Who says vaping is safer than cigarettes? Science does not support that belief. Vapes can contain a variety of chemicals, flavoring agents, cancer-causing elements, and other harmful substances. High levels of nicotine in some vapes can be more likely to lead to addiction, and chemical ingredients are not always listed accurately on vaping packages. Vaping can also damage your DNA, your heart, your lungs, and even your smile. Enough with the puff. Learn more at ul.org/vaping.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.